Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 23 for Wednesday, August 17th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Wednesday morning, with advances in outside vegetable oil markets and bullish chart signals providing support. Canola was up $2 to $6, the November contract up $5.20 at $470.80 per ton. Chicago soy oil futures were posting good gains in early activity, while Malaysian palm oil was up overnight. A weaker tone in the Canadian dollar was also supportive for crush margins as the currency backed away from its recently hit one-month highs. While weather concerns in some areas of Western Canada were supportive as well, expectations are still for large North American oilseed crops, which did temper the gains. Concerns over declining Chinese demand due to new dockage rules set to be implemented soon were another bearish influence. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all mostly higher. Soybeans up 3 to 8 cents. The November contract up 7 at 10.14 per bushel. Solid export demand remained a driving force, with China continuing to make large purchases of U.S. beans. News of slower Brazilian sales compared to this time last year was also supportive for the U.S. futures, with the business on the U.S. coast reportedly picking up. However, the good Midwestern crop conditions were a bearish influence, as the relatively favorable weather forecasts should keep the crops developing nicely. For corn, prices are up 1 to 3 cents, the September contract up 3 at $3.30 per bushel. Uncertainty over the size of this year's U.S. corn crop kept some caution in the market, as many industry participants are of the opinion that corn yields may not live up to the high levels forecast by the USDA last week. Wheat, it's up 1 to 4 cents, the September contract in Chicago up 4 at $4.28 per bushel. Spillover from the gains in beans and corn was supportive, while wheat lacked any real fresh bullish news of its own. Declining European production estimates remained a bit supportive, but any losses in France and Germany should be more than covered by larger Russian crops. Storage issues in Russia may also lead to increased exports out of that country. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, August 17th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.